While some parts of Australia are just starting school holidays, others have just finished. But either way, for parents, it's a good time to think about home security, especially when it comes to children and how technology can play a role. Joining me to discuss is Mike Fletcher from Ring, a provider of smart home security technology, notably their Ring video doorbell and more. G'day, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Now, I understand that Ring has just undertaken a survey of 1,000 Australian parents around the topic of security and children. What's the top headline from that survey?
Well, Andy, you know, it was quite surprising. We saw, you know, the key statistic that came out of it was, you know, it was about 40% of people that were surveyed, you know, thought it was kind of okay to leave their child home alone. You know, we did it both across Australia and New Zealand, of those very similar. So, yeah, we were quite surprised on the percentage of people, leaving their child, you know, under the age of 14 or so to be at home.
What about children answering the front door? That's kind of next level.
I think that was about 40% again. We saw parents letting their children answer the front door. And of that, you know, 43%, you know, children aged 7 to 8 let them open the front door. 34% as well of parents, you know, aged 7 to 16, you know, have home security, so their child doesn't even know how to use their home security, like an alarm. So that was quite interesting as well.
I have to say that attitudes in these areas have changed really over the decades. You think back to maybe the 70s or 80s, allowing your kids to, open the front door, play in the front yard or play in the street unsupervised was pretty much the norm. But that doesn't really seem to be the case in the current age, does it?
No, I think there is a lot more concern, you know, about their kids, you know, and who's at the front door today. Absolutely. So, things have changed since the 70s and 80s.
Now, you've kind of touched on home security technology there. Well, how can home security technology come into play here, especially when at those times of school holiday periods?
Yeah, well, you know, by simply just getting like a Ring doorbell, you know, people can see, hear and speak, you know, who's at the front door, so they can know what's going on. You know, they don't actually have to be at home now, so they can just use their mobile phone and know what's going on around their house by simply just purchasing a Ring doorbell or one of our spotlight cameras. So people are getting more aware of, you know, what's actually happening before the actual occurrence.
Now, for anyone who's not familiar with the Ring doorbell, just walk us through how that works. It's essentially, a CCTV and doorbell all rolled into one, right?
Think of it as, there's a camera and a doorbell, and it's got motion as well. So once it takes about, 5 to 10 minutes to hook up, and then it syncs with your app, and then someone that presses the doorbell or come towards your house, you have the ability of then seeing that person before they actually enter the property.
Now, Mark, I actually recall some earlier research from Ring that suggested that products like the Ring video doorbell could actually reduce crime in areas. Is this still the case? I think that those statistics were from overseas at the time, but is that still ring true?
Yes. Yeah, we did a case study overseas. It was around 55%. You know, we've seen the reduction of crime. Yeah, it's quite fascinating that, you know, just the popularity of Ring to date, you know, and, people posting information about, you know, what's happening at their door, as well as the technology, has helped reduce that crime.
Now, you did mention that products like the Ring video doorbell could be set up in 5 to 10 minutes. So overall, a technology like this is quite easy to get up and running pretty quickly then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And we've made it as simple as possible for our neighbour to really, it is a DIY product. So that person can just really just, we provide everything in the box down to the screwdriver. So the person can actually just put it up on their front door and away they go and download the app and get going quite quickly.
Okay, so I know some parts of Australia are just jumping into school holidays now. What are the top tips from Ring for keeping kids safe at home, especially if they are home alone?
I think one of the key things is, you know, run some security lessons with your children. You know, I don't think many people have probably done this before, but, you know, teach your children good security habits, you know, as they grow up and, you know, when they start school, you know, teach them, you know, simple security lessons, you know, of what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Of course, you know, secure your home, you know, for extra protection, you know, get, you know, the Ring doorbell or one of our outdoor cameras. And so you can be alerted from your smartphone if your children are at home. And then, you know, the obvious thing is actually keep your keys. Don't just hand over, you know, your house keys to your child or hide the spare one, you know, because that, that actually creates anxiety, you know, and can have the, you know, and can create, you know, the risk of break-ins. You know, there are smart locks out there, you know, that people should think about.
Great, some good practical tips there. Where can people go for more information on Ring products?
All the information can be is on our website at www.ring.com. We're also online through Amazon, our partner. But also, if they do want to see the product, it is available in local stores in Australia, which are Bunnings, JB, Harvey, Officeworks.
Good stuff, Mark. Thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.